Blog Talk Radio.
Show. It's all about you. We are networking on the radio. We have a special guest this morning. Before we bring her up, we want to talk about the Christmas party, the baddest, awesome party on the planet, the most loving, giving, caring Christmas party on the planet. 100 Christmas presents, the VIP section for the black card holders, and also opportunity for the Be There Magazine Awards, the Oscars and the DMV, right here at Policy 14th and T Street. December 17th, be there. It's going to be a big one. Don't miss this one. Everybody's going to be there. Lottie, Dottie, and everybody. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Welcome back. You're in the air.
Good morning, Mr. Price.
Good morning. How are you? It's an honor and a pleasure to have you on the airwaves. It's such an honor for you to be here. First off, I want you to give your company's name and your name, and then I want you to talk about your business. But first, introduce yourself.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. My name is LaWanda Murr, and I'm the CEO of Zingerware Fashions. I make custom-made handbags, clothing, accessories. A one-of-a-kind, uniquely women that like different things, wear different things, and look different in the atmosphere.
That is so unique. When you talk about you make them yourself, so you actually make these handbags?
Yes, I hand make them, one-of-a-kind. I'm the only person that works for the company right now, but I do everything on my own. I design it all. I draw my designs. I custom make them when I meet you. I talk to you, and I look at you and know that you a version that will make you different for your, what you like, all women, all cultures, and you'll be the only one have this because I only make one design.
Now, that is worth the grain of salt. Women love handbags. Handbags are an accessory that every woman needs and they use. But to have a handbag when they walk down the street and that handbag is over their shoulder or they're carrying it, and it's a unique handbag, one of a kind. Tell us how you decided to go into the handbag business with that unique concept.
What I thought was so different, women just don't carry the handbags, they wear them. It represents them as a woman, where they go in their careers, their afterlife, their party life, their different things they do, and they always have a handbag wherever they go. So to make them know that that's something that represents them. It puts everything in them from the kitchen sink to your wallet, your money, your laptop, your iPad, everything goes in this pocketbook, and it goes everywhere you go. It's like your heart. So that makes me knowing that women need this everywhere they go, and they have an original one that no one has. It represents who you are with such a unique thing that God brought to my hand. And when I started making them, it was just uniquely that I was able to make them without a company. This was all handmade through God's creation. When I finished that product, I was so uniquely amazed that I didn't go to school, and it was God had put it through my hands to make a handbag, but just in general for people that I was working with.
That is really being gifted. I tell you, that's a gift that you came from God. Tell us about the name of the company. How did you come about that name? Give us the name again and tell us how you decided to name your company.
The name is Zingerware Fashions. It's named after I have a younger sister, and it's named after her name is Zinga. And she was the name comes from the first black African queen in the 1800s. She won the war in 1840, the African culture. When it came to me, her name is Nzinga. but I cut the end off and made the Zynga fashions that will always be remembered. So when you hear Zynga, not only it's a handbag, but it also represents something that's strong and a woman and who they are and where they're going and how they stand and anything they do in their life. Like I said, their career, their home life. Before work, women carry a lot, and we take a lot with us, but we can always look good everywhere we go. It represents who we are and what we are and what we're going to do in our lives. And as I said before, handbags go everywhere with us.
The name is extremely powerful, Zynga Fashion. Do you do more than handbags? What else do you sell besides handbags?
I also do one-of-a-kind accessories, that's belts and necklaces, leather gloves and leather necklaces, and I do one-of-a-kind blouses for women. Like I said, my uniquely God brought to me was when I make one-of-a-kind day, because there's no one else like us. God made us original. When he made you, when he made your fingerprints, he made you, and that's how one of my designs to be, just one-of-a-kind, and that's what he made into my hands. And no one else could wear this but you. The bag I make for me, I couldn't make for you because you're just one of a kind. It's truly made by God, and that's what my fashion is about.
It's really a great concept because women want to have something unique. They don't want to see themselves coming and going. They don't want to go to a party and they spend $500 for a dress and they walk in the party and there's another girl with the same exact dress on. At some point, somebody's got to leave. They don't want to be around that kind of situation. Somebody's got to leave the room, especially if the dress looks better on the other individual than they did as Julius Caesar. Somebody's got to leave the room. We want to take a break. We're with Zynga Fashions, Awanda Murr. She is exceptionally woman of business, and we'll be right back for more information about Zynga Fashions.
She's just the girl and she's on fire. More than a fantasy, going like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Feeling this catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh, she's got two feet on the ground and she's burning it down. Oh.
Oh, she's on fire. She makes handbags one of a kind. She makes blouses. She makes belts. And she's a unique woman. We're talking about Zynga Fashions. Zynga Fashions. Remember that name? Say it three times. I was told if you say something three times, you can't get it out of your head. Zynga Fashions. Zynga Fashions. Zynga Fashions. Tell us about where they can get in touch with you and how they can get these fashions and definitely these handbags.
Zynga Wear Fashions, as Mr. Price said, no woman likes walking in the police and they see yourself. And that's why this represents such a uniquely fashion, because no one will have what you have that's only made for you exclusively through creative hands of God. You can find me at Zynga Wear Fashions, ZyngaWear.com, also 443-854-0160, where if you don't see anything on my webpage, I can meet you or you can call me and I can make anything out of leather, mink, silk, fabric, anything that you want, anywhere you want it done, Zynga Wear Fashion will have it made for you.
No one else will have it. How long have you been in business?
I've been in business since 2007.
That's a long time. So you're doing something right. Your gift is worthwhile, and people really, really are excited and love your product. I want to tell you something from the jump street, from really you understand business and advertising. When I approached you via the black card and via advertising, you took what they call stepping out on faith and understanding marketing. Most individuals who are in business, entrepreneurs, lack the enthusiasm, the fortitude, the visionary aspect of promotion and advertising. someone can give them a advertising package that really is a deal that they can't refuse, and they still don't see it. You immediately saw what this was worth and how it's going to benefit you, and the price point. You understood that this is a deal you couldn't refuse, and I'm so happy that you took advantage of it. I'm looking forward to seeing you on the 17th. Is it possible for you to bring one of your bags on the 17th so people can see when you walk around, you can show them outright? Is that possible?
Sure will. Yes, Mr. Price, I will. And definitely what you said about the marketing, you are so true. That does help with business because it takes a lot to stand in a business when no one else believes in it. You have to believe in your dreams. Mr. Price has such a great opportunity that I would encourage anyone to go out and buy it and tell other people because you need marketing. You need other people to connect to you, to your dream, to follow along to what God's taking you to be successful.
Well, Be There Magazine is dream builders. We build dreams for people. We put people in seats and we drive people to the website. And I've been doing this over 35 years, and I found out that what we need to do, especially in 2015, we have to come together, support each other, and make it affordable where you cannot resist it. I put together an advertising package for the Black Card, and when I tell people about it, if you have any inclination of what advertising costs, you have to take advantage of that. And it baffles me that some people who are in business don't see that because you can't do it for that price. You follow what I'm saying? You can't do a radio show. You can't do it. So I'm telling people we need to come together under the Black Card. The Black Card is a better life, better world, better opportunity to promote your business. We are going to be doing this all through 2015. We're looking forward to seeing you on the 17th, where we're going to spotlight you. We're going to bring you up front between 300 to 400 people and let them see the handbag. Let them see you. We're going to take another break. When we come back, I want you to tell us a unique story of a customer or somebody who has bought your product and their reaction to what it done for their life as far as improving their fashion status or improving their opportunity to interact with people based on your fashion and your statement and your accessories. Because in life, they say a suit makes a man. You know, a man with a good suit on, you walk into a room, a well-dressed man is something that is not only delectable to the eye, but it says that you have arrived. Your handbag is not only delectable to the eye, it's not something that a woman really can look at and say, hey, wow, she's going to look at that and be in awe because she never saw it before. However, it's going to enhance her aspect of who she is as a lady. She has something that's unique. She went beyond the actual store. She didn't go to a retail store and look at a whole bunch of handbags that was laying there like all the other handbags, and she says, oh, I'm not going to buy that handbag. She came to you, and she decided to have you specially make one for her. So when we come back, I want you to talk about some of your customers and their reaction to once they get the product in their hand, the look on their face, as they used it, when they come back and talk to you, or if you ever walked in a room or walked in an event and saw one of your handbags being held by a customer, what is that like? We'll be right back. She's got a product that makes you want to did it. You have to have it. How could you have the audacity, the utmost goal, to leave your house, go to an event, or go to work without a Zingerwear fashion bag? Don't sound right. Do it today. Tell us about the experiences of your customer.
First, it's so amazing when I see someone at a party or walk into a place and they don't know I'm the designer, and how I look at it, how the creation of it is so amazingly God, because like I said, I never went to school. No one ever taught me. If I had God started me off just with a regular, cheap little sewing machine, making little things for my family, and then they encouraged me to go out there and start selling to other people. And I'd just be amazed at the ending results of how God put it together, the pieces, the design, the colors. And when I walk into different boutiques and different people advertising my merchandise, they look at me to say, there's no way you could have done this. And I say, yes. One lady said to me before about, I must have went to New York because there's no way I can have done this. I said, yes, God gave me the gift to make handbags and one of a kind. So I think it's so amazing when I see people's face when they buy them or when I meet them. They think it's unbelievable that I made a handbag without a company. No one else has it because they're so uniquely different. So when people see them, they're stunned that they're done by me. Or also, like I said, not a company, a manufacturer, but God creations of his person. And he chose me for such a great opportunity of fashion because women love fashion. And it's beautiful to see women who know who they are to carry a bag that no one has. It takes a lot to be different and be original who you are and knowing what you are wearing Zingerwear fashions. So anybody just can't wear them. A woman has to wear them to carry, to know who she is in fashion and everything, her career, her family, and where she's going and how she's becoming. And that's what I like about the fashion world. You can be who you are. And Zingerwear makes it even more stylish and fashionable. Something that no one else can
have. We're going to make Zingerwear a household name. Tell us, how long would it take for a person to get the actual handbag in their hand from the time they order it? What is the turnaround time?
Normally, it takes me 2 to 4 days. Depends on the bag, but I say 2 to 4 days. Just a little more time.
Wow, that's fast. You can make a bag in 2 to 4 days.
Yes. If it's one,
wow.
2 to 4 days.
That's serious.
Like seven, mostly 2 to 4 days.
Make a bag in 2 to 4 days. That's really serious. So let's go through the process. Do they pick out the fabric? Do they bring you the fabric? How do they work? How do they get the bag that they have?
And so far what I've been doing is like when I meet someone and they tell me, once I meet them, I can look at them and know automatically how the bag could be made, what would look good for them, what is originally made for them. Then once I just look at the way they dress, the way they carry their stuff, and when I finish the bag, they be so amazed, like, how did you know that was my favorite color? How did you know I would like this style? How would you know I can carry this the way I could carry it? Because it's like God, like I said, God gave me the gift to create this woman a bag especially for her. So when I see people's face when it's done, because some people I never meet, I meet them over the phone, do business, and when I bring the bag to them, they be amazed that this is exactly something they would have picked out in the store. And that's the amazing part of it, especially me for them.
That's extremely good. It really is. I mean, I was in the fashion business myself years ago. I had 4 boutiques at one time. And I know what it is to go get clothes from New York or sell them, but to actually make them is a unique aspect of fashion. You can make something. It's really, 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 really good. So you really are doing something that's totally unique. Let's talk about the blouses, because that's fabric. That's like being a seamstress. To make a blouse, tell us about that. Now, how do you go about making someone a blouse?
I started making blouses because I would remake clothes. I would go to different things and see something and say, well, that's nice. I will make a sleeve and make this. And then I started making blouses because everyone I wear something, people say, what did you get? I said, well, I recreated it. I love the 1940s and 1920s look. So I have a lot of vintage looking things because I thought that was the class era of fashion between 1940s and 1960s. So when I make things like that and people, like I say, when they finish or what they see, they just so amazed, like, where did you get the design from? How did you come up with the style? And all I say is God, because I don't even know where did some of these things. So I had met a guy, he had told me to draw everything because people would be so shocked that I make these items with no, like I said, no school, no prior schooling. No one taught me anything. I just got behind me. I started off doing it by my hands first. Then when I was able to afford a machine, I bought a machine. And that helped me to create even more professional look.
So you didn't know how to sew?
Not at all. I did everything by hand first.
But you didn't know how to sew on a sewing machine? You took no training?
Not at all. Nope.
You are truly gifted. You are a prodigy. You are what they call a prodigy, a fashion prodigy. But to be able to touch a sewing machine and not know how to sew, no sewing classes, no nothing, and now you're making blouses and handbags, it is totally, totally unique. I just commend you. I really do. I commend you. Give us the website and how to get in touch with you one more time.
Again, ZingerWearFashions.com, and my number is 443-854-0160. Again, you can call me, get custom made if you don't see anything on the webpage. I would be glad at least to create something for you, any color, any fabric. Like I said, leather, mink, cloth, satin, jean, whatever you want. You see an idea, I can make it. You will not be disappointed to be have something uniquely that no one else has. I can make the handbag to match the blouse. I can make a handbag to match accessories. Any color you like. I have leather, different colors, sizes, shapes, patterns. ZingerWear fashion is so uniquely different. You will be just so thrilled with the look of what you can pair that no one else will wear. It's so original, and to be original, uniquely woman that God made you to be is a blessing. To be original and have an original outfit to represent who you are.
When we come back, I want to take our last break. I want some closing statements from you, but I also want you to touch upon what they call price point. Is it for everybody? Can the lady of lower state or the lady of high caliber, is it for everyone? Is there something for everyone with ZingerWear Fashion? We'll be right back with closing statements. We'll be right back. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. We are the only radio station that worldwide that tell you where to go, who to call, and how to get there, and spotlighting people like ZingerWear Fashion. That's a business that you're going to know forever. We'll be right back. Oh, she's on fire. She's walking by. People see her fashions. They see what she do. She's a talk of the town, and she's going to be live, in person, up close and personal. Come shake her hand. Put one of her handbags in your hand on December 17th at Policy. You'll be able to come up to her, get her business card, but touch a bag. Touch a bag. Could you imagine you'll be able to touch an original handbag from ZingerWear Fashion? She'll let you put it in her hand, in your hand, and you will be able to feel the leather, feel the interior, feel how it really works good. And so you'll be able to do things that's going to be extremely, extremely worthwhile. So be there on December 17th at Policy 14th at T Street, the world's largest, most giving Christmas party on the planet, and the Be There Magazine Award. Closing statements. What about price point? Is it for everybody? And give us your closing statements.
Yes, my price is for everybody. They start at $100 for everyday bags, which is something original, different. Then I have exclusive bags that come with like mink and sheep and all kinds of material. So it's a price range for anyone. Different styles, like I said, different prices, but they start at $100 and up. So check us out.
Great.
Work with you. Listen for every woman. Like I said, a handbag is something we just don't carry, we wear.
That is excellent. That is excellent. Give us your closing statements.
My closing statement is, believe in your dreams. No matter how blind and look to you like things not coming towards your goals, walk by faith and believe that if you have a dream and it's inside of you and God put it in you, don't give up on it. Even if things get worse before they get better, that's when you know your goals are coming to pass to be successful, because you need to believe in your dreams. Take it where you go, where you want to go. And like I said, just like Zane West said, be uniquely different in your dreams. No matter what people say, no matter what people think, if you know that you was given a dream, go for it and stand in it and also advertise it. So thank you for your time.
I want to thank you for this interview. We're with BeThereMagazine.com. The interview will now be into the archives. You can hear it any time you want. We're going to share it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's going to be all over the Internet because this is worthwhile. This is what we do. This is how it works. And I want to commend you for taking time out of your life that you'll never, ever see again to spend it on the radio, on the Russell Price Morning Show, networking at its best. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Well, no, not tomorrow morning. We'll be here Monday morning. 10 to 10:30, this is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's been a pleasure and an honor. See you on the 17th. Be there. Go to www.bethermagazine.com and click on events. Money, 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 money.